Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Heart in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, friends, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. And here's why. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Remember, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And it's the very top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you see, you get a better value in top-grade beef. Now, to give you an example, let's take a Kroger cut rib roast. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting removes the short rib end, the waist, and trims the chine bone. You don't pay roast price for the short rib end and waist. And no matter whether you buy a Kroger cut steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. So don't forget, that's at your Kroger store. See for yourself by visiting your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. The miracle of intuition is sometimes a frightening thing. In the living room of the Gibbs home, Peg Martin is reading a book when suddenly she looks up at the telephone in the hall. It's as if she expects it to ring. And when it does ring, she's not surprised. She calmly gets up from the sofa and walks toward the telephone, for she knows the call is for her.
Hello?
Oh, Peg, darling, this is Mother.
Mother, darling, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, dear, but how are you?
Oh, I'm all right. Where are you, darling?
At home.
Oh, I thought you might be in Rossville. Mother, is there anything wrong?
No, darling, I'm well and Julie's fine. But what about that awful thing that happened to you last week?
Oh, where did you hear about that? Was it in the papers there?
No, but it was in the Rossville paper.
Yes, I know, but...
John Grant brought me a Rossville paper this morning. He was on a train going through Rossville last week and brought one to
me.
Oh,
yes.
Peg, darling, how could it have been Jim who tried to shoot you? Didn't we get a letter saying Jim was dead?
Well, that's a long, long story. I'll have to tell you some other time, dear, but it was Jim, all right, and very much alive.
Oh, you poor girl. Where's Jim now?
The police are holding him. He goes to court today.
They should have sent Jim Martin to prison years ago, before he had a chance to marry you and make a mess of your life. What about Penny? Is she going to be all right?
Yes, dear. She's getting along beautifully. She's still in the hospital.
Oh, I'm glad to know she's doing so nicely. Give her my regards.
I will, dear.
Peg, are you sure you're all right?
Well, of course, Mother. If you read what it said in the Rossville paper, you should know I'm all right.
Oh, I don't mean in regard to the shooting, dear. I mean, you're not in any kind of trouble because of it, are you?
Oh, you mean her Penny or her family blaming me? Not in the least, Mother. They're wonderful to me, all of them.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. But don't you think you've stayed in Rossville long enough?
Well, I didn't plan to stay this long, but I
suppose you want to stay until your friend's well and out of the hospital.
I think I should, Mother, don't you?
Oh, I suppose so. And you'll have to stay for Jim's trial, too, will you?
I don't want to, but I guess I'll have to be a witness. They say, though, that Jim's going to plead guilty, and in that case, there won't be any trial at all. He'll just be sentenced, and that's that.
Then when can I expect you home, dear?
I don't know, Mother. I hadn't thought about it much.
You've been away for weeks, and Julie misses you.
Oh, may I talk to her?
She's over at the playground with Mrs. Whitehall and her children. I didn't want her around when I phoned. I didn't know just how you were.
Oh, Mother, you should have known I was all right. You know I would have loved to have talked to Julie. I miss her so much.
Well, if you miss her so much, why don't you come home?
Well, I will, Mother, just as soon as it seems right to leave here. And, well, that may not be for several weeks. I don't even know yet when Penny's going to get out of the hospital or how long she'll be in bed after she gets home, but I'll let you know.
All right, but be sure you do. After all, if you won't come home for my sake, at least come home for Julie's. She's your daughter, you know.
I'll be home as soon as I can, Mother. Why don't you phone me again, darling, sometime when Julie's at home? Oh, I'd love to hear her voice. Will you phone me again, please, when she's at home?
Oh, don't turn the crank anymore on the bed, Barry. It's just about high enough right now.
All right. Sure you're comfortable now, Penny?
Oh, thank you.
You know, home beds should be made like this. Then when you want to read at night, you don't have to prop pillows up behind you.
It's not a bad idea.
Sure.
Come on over here. Sit down beside the bed.
All right.
Oh, Barry, you really shouldn't have brought me all those lovely things.
Look, blame most of it on Mother. All I brought you was the book.
Well, you tell your mother not to be so extravagant.
Well, she felt she had to send something special since she couldn't get up to the hospital herself. I don't know what's the matter with her. Mother hasn't had her usual pep lately. In fact, she's not feeling well at all.
I'm sorry to hear that. Look, maybe I should call her.
Look, you're not well yourself.
Oh, I don't know about that. The doctor said I'll be out of here in a few days.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Maybe when you're ready to leave, I can send a car around for you.
No, thanks. Johnny or Freddie, I'll see that I get home all right.
Well, if you do need a car, let me know. Or phone Mother. You can have your pick of several, but I advise against the town car. It's not as easy riding as it looks. Like Mother, it's getting a little old and crotchety.
Oh, your mother should hear you say that.
Well, it would do her good. Maybe she'd be shocked into acting her age. She's almost 80, trying to act like 60, and go like it, too.
Oh, Barry. Oh, don't make me laugh like that. It hurts.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought a laugh or two might cheer you up.
Yeah, it sure does, but... Oh, I guess I can't be too cheerful until I'm all in one piece again.
Well, that'll be soon. Bullet wounds heal awfully fast if they're properly treated, and I know you had the proper treatment here. I talked to your doctor.
What do you mean you talked to my doctor?
Well, I guess it was a little out of order, but I was worried about you, Penny. I called the hospital 1,000 times, but hospitals never tell you anything. So I went to see your doctor. He wouldn't tell me anything at first, but then I told him why I wanted to know.
Oh, Barry, that's really very flattering.
I think it's amazing.
Amazing?
Uh-huh. You know, I'm the shiftless, irresponsible young man who never cared what happened to himself, much less what happened to anyone else. But Penny, I cared a great deal about what happened to you.
You shouldn't, Barry. You shouldn't waste worry on me.
Worrying about you isn't a waste. You're the first one I've ever come across worth worrying about.
Barry, please, let's not
go into it. Don't get upset about it, Penny. I just want you to know something because I think you have a right to know it. I've never known anyone or anything could mean so much to me.
Barry.
But believe me, Penny, it's not going to cause you any trouble. I know I don't mean anything to you, and I have a lot of respect for your good judgment. So I'm not going to bother you with the way I feel about you. I just want you to know it, that's all, and... Now that you know it, we'll let it go. Hello, Peg.
Barry Cotton. Why, you ought to know Penny isn't at home.
I know it. I saw her at the hospital just about an hour ago. Are you the official inviter in her?
Well, you're certainly welcome to come in.
Thank you.
Now, don't tell me you've come to see me, because
I... No, I haven't really. Truthfully, I'm here out of boredom. Home is like a tomb. There's too much excitement at Madeline Dodge's and the Van Westens, so I thought there might be a happy medium at the Gibbs mansion.
Well, there's a very unhappy girl here.
Oh, Nora upset about something?
Oh, Barry Cotton, you're the rudest man I've ever met.
Why, what did I say?
Oh, nothing. I guess I'm the most forgetful. I'm not a girl anymore, am I?
Oh, you were talking about yourself. I'm sorry. It was the word unhappy, not girl, that threw me. You met me at the door with such a smiling face.
Well, a smile at any time is a trick a woman learns when she's still wearing pigtails, Barry.
Well, what's the matter, Peg? Can't be your husband. You're safe from him now. He's going to jail.
I'm unhappy because... Well, maybe I wish you weren't.
Say, let me sit in a chair I can't fall out of.
Oh, why don't you just laugh at me, Barry, instead of covering up?
Why?
Well, I saw Jim in his cell yesterday. It didn't take him long to make me feel that maybe I ought to take him back.
You're going to?
I think so, when he gets out of prison. Women are fools, aren't they, Barry?
No, they're not fools, Peg. Just too thoughtful.
No, not thoughtful enough in the right places. I've been doing a lot of thinking since I saw Jim in jail, and he told me why he got his crazy notion to kill me. And Barry, I think it's as much my fault as his that our marriage was so unpleasant.
You mean he's tried to make you feel that way?
No,
well, don't let him do it, Peg. Look, I know what men are. I know because I'm one of them. One of the examples of what poor specimens of humanity men can be.
Men go wrong because of women, Barry.
They go wrong for a lot of other reasons, too. No one, man or woman, ever made me do the things I did. Maybe if some woman had come along at the right time, I might have straightened out. Men are responsible for a good 75% of the misery in this world, Peg. Sometimes I don't see how you women can ever look at us.
I wonder just how much of the world's misery is really caused by men. Look, Barry, you say you might have been better off if there'd been a girl.
Yes.
Well, there probably was a girl, but the wrong girl. Or maybe she was the right girl and she didn't handle you properly. And you see, I think I was the right girl for Jim and he was the right man for me, but I didn't do for him some of the things that I should have done.
Do you think you could do things for Jim better now than you did before?
Oh, I don't know. I can't let him suffer the rest of his life for my mistakes.
I see.
If I'd just tried to see things his way a little, he would have stayed with me. I didn't like his way. They weren't bad. I just didn't like them. I thought since I married him, I owned him, could make him over. Well, that's where I was wrong. I was the wise fool who thought a man stopped being a man when he became a husband.
People are still people, married or single, aren't they?
Yes, but there's many a wife who doesn't think so.
Mm.
Oh, she intends to retain her way of doing things all right. But let the man she married try to be himself, and there's either the end of the marriage or the end of the man. No, I don't blame Jim for hating me and running away from me. I turned reformer. Oh, I had no right to reform. I married him as he was. I should have lived my life with him as he was. No. There's nothing bad about Jim Martin. Nothing bad that I wasn't the cause of. I'm going to take him back, Barry. I'm going to... Oh, excuse me. Phone.
Yeah, sure.
I'm sorry if I've been boring you, Barry. I won't moan anymore.
You aren't boring me, Peg.
Hello? Yes, this is Mrs. Martin. What's that? How did it happen? Why did he do it? Yes. Yes, I'll be right down right away. Barry.
Peg, what's the matter?
It was the police, Barry. They were taking Jim to court. He grabbed a policeman's gun and he started running.
Why did he do that?
He was coming here to kill me, Barry. I'm the wise fool who was going to take him back.
Good night. He isn't still on his way here, is he?
No. They shot him down and he died in the receiving room at the hospital just a few minutes ago.
Well, Peg Martin's husband is really dead this time. Will Peg Martin, now a free woman, ever find happiness? And why was Peg's mother so anxious for Peg to come home? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef. And Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. That's because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. You get more meat, less waste in Kroger cut beef. It's top U.S. government grades of beef, tender, juicy, rich red, marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store and buy your favorite cut of beef. If you can get a Kroger cut sirloin steak, you'll notice that before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, the waste, and the excess bone. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. But remember, ladies, you can buy a Kroger cut steak or roast only at Kroger stores. Make up your mind right now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store without delay. Your Kroger meat man has just the cut of beef you want. It's delicious and juicy. It's top-grade beef that will thrill your family. And don't forget, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, which means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.